mistake. They don't want to lose my opinion. I pledge allegiance to the Bible, God's holy word. A lamp unto my feet, a light unto my path, with its words that I hide in my heart, that I might not sin against God. I pledge allegiance to the Christian flag, to the Savior whose kingdom it stands. One Savior, crucified, risen and coming again, the life and liberty to all who believe. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, for liberty and justice for all. Good to be back in the house of the Lord this morning. All right. Our prayer list: Joseph Smith, Scotty Smith, Linda Johnson family, Zane Hudson, Carol Bubb, Buddy Weaver, Andrew Morgan, Kenny Brown, Jordan Franz, Gladys Keegan, Dallas Keegan, Randy Winstead, Christy Morgan, Debbie, Maddie, Dorothy Buff, Jeremy Matthews family, Frank and Luann family. Still remember Frank, he's in the hospital. Larry Burnson family, Kayla, Anna, Abby, Heatherly Mullis, Susanna, Lewis, Kelly Pruitt, Emily, Jan Ebel, Bill Gisby, Devin Pot Heat, Mark Thomas, and Morgan Little. Let's also remember Morgan. I think she would be like third cousin. She's got cancer. She lives down in Rolton County, somewhere around Ellenboro. I've been seeing posts on Facebook from her mom that she's been having some issues. So let's remember her. She's got cancer, if I'm not mistaken. All right. Has anybody got any prayer requests this morning?
Well, it's a good meeting this morning. Thank you, I say. And maybe the situation I am.
Anyone else? Okay. If not, don't all come and pray. I guess we'll just sing congregation this morning. So. Well, Lord, we thank you this morning for allowing us to be here. First thing we want to do this morning, Lord, is just pray and thank you for all your many blessings. You touch each and every one of us in so many different ways. But Lord, we pray for each one of these folks that's on our prayer list this morning. Lord, they're in need of touch from you. And God, we just pray, Lord, that you just touch and bless each one that's on that list. Lord, whatever their case may be, you know what it is. You know what it is that they need. And Lord, that we just pray, God, that you just bless and touch each one of them and help them in whatever need that they have. And God, this morning we pray for our little church here, Lord, that you bless it. We've got many that are sick. Lord, we pray that you touch them. And God, we just pray, Lord, that you'd be a blessing to this place, Lord, that you, Lord, just bless it and use it for your glory and your honor. And God, we pray, Lord, for this country that we live in, Lord, we just pray, Lord, that you'll bless it and help it. God, open their eyes of this nation, Lord, to let them see, God, that they need you as their one and only Savior. And God, we pray, Lord, with all of our hearts, Lord, that you just continue to bless each one of us that's here this morning. God, and we just pray, Lord, that you just help us out in everything that we need. Just thank you again, Lord, for all your many blessings and all that you've done for us. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. pray for me this morning. I'm having a hard time catching my breath, so. Skip page 177. Have you been to Jesus for the cleansing fire? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? Are you fully trusted in His grace desire? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? Are you washed in the blood, in the soul cleansing blood of the Lamb? Are your garments spotless? Are they white as snow? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? Are you walking daily by the Savior's side? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? Do you rest each moment in the crucified? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? Are you washed in the blood, in the soul cleansing blood of the Lamb? Are your garments spotless? Are they white as snow? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? When the bridegroom cometh, will your robes be white? Pure and white in the blood of the Lamb. Will your soul be ready for the mansions bright and be washed in the blood of the Lamb? Are you washed in the blood, in the soul cleansing blood of the Lamb? Are your garments spotless? Are they white as snow? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? Lay aside the garments that are stained with sin, and be washed in the blood of the Lamb. There's a fountain flowing for the souls unclean. Oh, be washed in the blood of the Lamb. Are you washed in the blood, in the soul cleansing blood of the Lamb? Are your garments spotless? Are they white as snow? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? Amen. May this be. Oh, let's fellowship. Then we'll let our guy go around and play. Well, that we'll have to got took care of.
Yeah, I'm gonna come tell my church I'm gonna bust this up.
His hand handed me his, and I saw yours.
Yeah, I thought you were gonna tell me on something on my church about that, don't you?
Well, there are something on your shirt buttons.
Yeah.
Turn your Bibles to Matthew 24, verse 32. Seen a little cartoon, and it was referring back to Noah in his day of, you know, he was telling people to get right with the Lord, and because there was a big flood coming, there was something that's going to come, and it was going to drastically change their life, and they wouldn't believe. And underneath that one was the next little cartoon section, and it's in our modern day, and a young, actually it was a little boy, was trying to witness to people, and they're like, we don't want to hear it. You know, we don't believe. You know, and we, you know, the story of Noah there where, you know, he preached to them, and they just didn't. Just wouldn't heed to it. You know, they'd never seen rain. They didn't know what rain was. And, you know, Noah, you're crazy. And, you know, this day we're trying to tell people that Jesus is going to come back for his church and you're going to be left behind. And, you know, they just don't believe it. And, you know, it kind of got me thinking about this here, about the parable of the fig tree. Of course, it goes on from that to different parables, but I'm going to start verse 32. It says, now learn a parable of the fig tree. When his branches are yet tender and put forth leaves, you know that summer is nigh. So likewise, when you see all these things, know that it is near even at the door. Verily, I say unto you, this generation shall not pass until all these things are fulfilled. Now, you know, we look and we're in, what, the second day, third day of March? What is it, second?
Third.
And we're having warm days. And I noticed yesterday that the wasp was a flying around. Christian was standing in the slag glass door trying to talk to me out in the garage, and and she couldn't keep the door open because the wasps kept trying to flying around her. So, you know, we know. We look, the Easter lilies are blooming. They're beautiful. The grass is starting to turn green. We know that spring is nigh. We see it. We see it coming. We see the evidence that spring is coming. And it's like the old preacher had the other day. I've seen it snow in April. You know, I've seen Easter lilies in full bloom in the snow. But you know, we start to see things and realize that, you know, spring is just right around the corner. And here in a few weeks, we're going to be celebrating Easter. And then the next thing you know, it's going to be June, it's around the 20th, and it'll be summer. You know, we know these things and see these things, and, you know, Jesus is using the example of a fig tree that, you know, when you see the tender, you know, the branches are yet tender and putting forth leaves. You know, when you start seeing them leaves, we ain't seeing no leaves on no trees yet, but I'm gonna be honest with you, before long, them poplar trees that you have out there in your yard, they're gonna start, you know, that's one of the ones, the first ones that start budding, is your, like your maples, your sourwoods, your cursed beech tree, not the beech tree, but them, prayer, you get it out. The ones that make all them beautiful blooms, and then when they fall off, they stink the hide and nothing. But you know, it's, we see all these things come. And we're living in a world today, church, where we see, by reading the Word of God, we can see the coming of the Lord. But that world out there, they just don't see it yet. Heaven and earth shall pass away, but my word shall not pass away. But of that day or hour knoweth no man, nor the angels in heaven, but my Father only. Now, right there, something I want us to see. Verse number 36. It says, the day and the hour no man knoweth. How many times have y'all heard people trying to predict the coming of Christ? You know, they make all kinds of predictions. You know, we're this, that, and the other. No angel in heaven. The only one that knows when Christ is coming back is the Father only. When he tells the Lord to come back, then that's when he's coming back. You know, we don't know when he's coming back. So therefore, not knowing when he's coming back, we need to make preparations now. We need to, at church, as Christians, we need to be setting things up that he might come today. We don't know that he might not come today. He might come tomorrow, or the day after, or 100 years from now. We don't know when he's coming. But we need to make preparations. And what is that preparation? That's one thing, is to be saved. And as Christians, we are saved, but still we need to try our very best to see that our loved ones get in, our friends, our neighbors, a stranger on the street, anyone that we can witness to show them that Christ is real and that he's coming back someday for the church. And our heart's desire should be that everyone goes with us. You know, I think I preached a message one time, you know, about things that we're going to take with us. You know, we're being told as Christians, we're not going to take anything with us when we go. Well, I'm going to tell you what, there's some things I want to take with me. My wife, my children, my grandchildren, I would love for them to go with me to heaven. Not maybe at the same moment that I go. Now, the vehicles, the houses, the money, the gold, the silver, all that stuff's going to be left behind. But there's things that's more important than gold and silver that we can take with us. And that we need to try to ensure. Now, we can't force someone to get saved. All we can do is witness to them and tell them about Jesus. And show them that Jesus is, you know, real, and that we want them to go, that we love them enough to tell them, to show them that God's real, that heaven's real, and that the Lord is coming back. We just don't know when. For as it is in the days, see, I missed verse 37. But as the days of Noah were, so also will become the Son of Man to be. For as in the day that we were before the flood, they were eating, drinking, and marrying, and giving in marriage until the day that Noah entered into the ark. Sounds like today, don't it? Now, we don't know, and you know, and me and Hans talk about this a lot. We don't know how wicked it was at the time of Noah. We know by reading the scriptures that it was very bad. But we don't know yet. Have we reached that point yet? I feel sure if we have, we're well on our way. And I believe with all my heart that each and every day, mankind's going to get even worse and worse and worse because, you know, it's inevitable. The Bible tells us that it's going to be that way. Right here. That, you know, as it was in those days, it's going to be in the days of the coming of the Son of Man. It's going to get that wicked. However wicked that is, we don't really know for sure. But I'm sure it's pretty bad, and I'm sure we're well on our way to that point, if we ain't already reached it. I mean, you know, in those days, you know, if I'm not mistaken, that's the scripture there in Genesis where it says that their heart is just continuously got wicked day by day. And you know, we see people today and it just amazes me how they have no regard whatsoever of God. They haven't got any fear that He's going to come back. They have no fear of a judgment because they don't think they're going to go through it. But they are. It is real. And you know, I think as Christians, we need to have that desire in our hearts, church, to want to try at least tell them. Now, whether they listen or not is between them and God. But try to live a life in front of them. Try to witness to them, to tell them that the Lord Jesus loves them and died for them. And all that He wants from them is for them, for them to accept Him as their Savior and become one of their children. And to leave this wickedness of this world to itself and come and join with Him. And I know, church, we can preach this all of our lives. And it just seems like it just goes in one ear and out the other. But I want you to think about one thing. That was one person that you know that heard. There's one person that you know that somebody had talked to, witnessed to, and heard. And that was you. If somebody did not love us enough and care for us enough to tell us about Jesus, where would we be at today? I'm glad that them old folks from the old time didn't throw their hands up and give up and say, they ain't no use, they're not going to listen. Because if they had, I wouldn't have made it. And you know, until the flood came and took them all away, so shall also the coming of the Son of Man be. Here's another one of the Lord's parables. There shall be two. Then shall two be in the field, the one shall be taken, the other one left. Two women shall be grinding the mill, the one shall be taken, the other left. Watch therefore, for you know not what hour the Lord doeth come. We don't know, do we? You know, two in the field, two women in a meal. Other scripture talks about two men in a bed. One taken, one left behind. glad to this morning that I'm not going to be left behind. I'm going to be the one that's took it. But know this, that if the good man of the house had knew in what watch the thief would come, he would have watched and would not have suffered his house to be broken up. Now, if you know somebody's going to break into your house, you're going to be there prepared waiting on them, ain't you? You're going to have cops hiding behind every tree in the yard, waiting for them. But folks, man, we don't know when the Lord is going to come. We have to be prepared always. I mean, we got to treat every single day as if today is the last day. Now, I know we make plans. But, you know, I have plans for tomorrow. You got plans for tomorrow. God's got plans for tomorrow. And your plans and His plans might not be the same. You know, I got a book. It goes all the way out to now into May, where I'm booking work. Places that I may never get to. Because the Lord might call me home, rather it be through Him coming and getting to church, or it just being my time to leave. I may not get to those places. I might not be there. But I'm planning. I got plans, church. If I'm not going to be there, I've got plans on where I'm going to be. I've got things right with God that I know that if today would be my last day on this earth, my plans are to be with Him. You know, the cremation's paid for. Chris, you don't have to worry about that. The boys know what to do as far as the funeral. And I have to take care of it. I'm going to be with the Lord. Because that's the preparations that I've made. But you know, I've got grandkids that ain't come to the age of accountability yet. And one of these days they're going to. I want to make sure that they know about Jesus. I want them to know that, you know, when they get to that age where they know that they need to be saved, that they can be, where they can join me there someday in heaven. It's because that's so important. It's important to me that my family, I believe with all my heart that my mom and dad's are waiting on me, my little brother, aunts, uncles, grandpas, but you know, all of them might not have made it. But ones are. I'm glad I'm going to be there with them. Therefore, be ye also ready for in such an hour as ye think not that the Son of Man coming. Again, we don't know when He's coming. We have to be sure we're prepared. And I'm going to be honest with you folks, we're living in a world that is not prepared for the coming of the Lord. It's not even prepared for the day, their last day on earth. How many people do you think today is going to die and go into hell? Because they simply would not trust Jesus. They would not believe. They would not accept His free gift. Even after He died for them, they still chose not. And it's so sad, ain't it? Who then is a faithful and wise servant whom his Lord hath made ruler over his household to give them meat in due season? You know, Folks, I want you to think about something just for a minute. As a Christian, as Christians, the Lord has laid a responsibility on us to what? To spread the gospel. Are we spreading? Are we really telling? It says in 4:6, bless this servant whom his Lord, when he comes, shall find him so doing. You know, the Lord should come back and find us working, spreading the gospel, telling people, praying for people. You know, right here is a very important responsibility. All these names on this prayer list. God has given us the responsibility for praying for those people. And you know what? He should come back, finding us, praying, and trying to, you know, tell people about the Lord. Verily, verily, I say unto you, that he shall make him ruler over all goods. But if that evil servant shall say in his heart, my Lord delayeth his coming. And I'm going to tell you something, church. There's a lot of churches, I believe that they're thinking like that. Where is he? I know there's lost people out there in the world. They're like, heard this, I'm 60 years old and I've heard this all my life that the Lord's coming. My mama died at the age of 90. And she's working the day that she was, that I know her for the first time that she was going to see the Lord come back. Well, she's going to see him come back just from the other side. She didn't lie to you. She's going to see him come back. Amen? But you know, the world has got to the point where they're like, hey, where is he? He said he was coming. We don't see no evidence that he's coming. Well, I see evidence that he's coming. Because I'm looking for the evidence. But you know, there's so many out there that they don't believe. And, you know, because they are lost, they can't. Not till, you know, the Holy Spirit of God comes and dwells and shows them. And they got to listen to that Spirit when it comes. And shall begin to smoke his fellow servant, and to eat and drink and to drunk. And the Lord of the servant shall come in a day in which he looked not for him, and in the hour that he is not aware of. Folks, we need to be looking for God each and every day. We ought to have it instilled in our hearts that today could be today. And be prepared to go. I'm going to tell you something, folks. When the Lord comes back to get me, I'm not going to ragtop one of those pine trees out there and holler, I don't want to go. I'm ready to go. Am I going to go out here and take a gun and blow my head off where I can go to be with you? No. If I get sick and the doctor pronounced dead, it's on me. Am I going to try to get better? Yeah. Am I going to pray for the Lord to heal me? Well, sure. But I'm ready to go. You know what I mean? I'm ready to go. If the Lord says now, then it's time, then so be it. But I don't want to be found as this servant here is not doing the work that the Lord assigned him to do. Amen? And shall cut him asunder and appoint him his portion with the hypocrites. There shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth. Folks, I know, I'm going to be honest with you. Hell is a place I do not want to ever see. I don't want no part of it. I don't want to be there. And I'm not taking that chance. Not when I know that the Lord, Jesus Christ, went to that cross. He died for me. He took his blood and made an offering to God. With his blood, he cleansed my sins. And all I got to do is just accept that, believe it by with faith, through, you know, through faith by grace. I'm sealed. I'm saved. And I would love to see the world out there that way. For every little one, if the Lord, you know, kind of leads my way, that I can witness to, that I can tell, I will. And I have. But I just pray that the ears of those that are out there in the world will hear and understand that there ain't no way to heaven but through the Lord Jesus Christ. I pray that them loved ones that I have that are lost and unknown without Jesus, that they would accept him, and I pray for them. You know, there's one thing that I've learned to add into my prayer. When I pray for my family. You know, I pray for my children, my grandchildren. But you know, there's a little extra I add into that prayer. I say, Lord, there's family, there's people in my family that I ain't talked to in years, that I don't know, that I don't see. But I pray, God, that you'll bless them and take care of them, that they're lost to save them. Pray for my family as a whole, not just my side, but Christy's side. You know, it's easier to pray for the kids and grandkids and mom and daddy, grandma and grandpa, even a few aunts and uncles and a few cousins, but to pray for your whole entire family. I think it's something that we need to do. We need to pray for them. After all, that was somebody prayed for me. They lifted my name up before the Lord. And I think whoever that might have been, whatever day, you know, whatever person that would have been, I thank God that they did that. Because now I don't have to wonder if I'm going. I don't have to really worry about rather how wicked the world gets. Because however wicked it gets while I'm here, the Lord's going to take care of me through it no matter how bad it gets. You know? I mean, the Bible says, you know, that he takes care of us, that we're not forsaken. We ain't out begging for bread. He's taking care of us. I just trust him and believe him. But I do have a desire in my heart for those ones that are out there that are lost. I pray God will touch them and save them. I can't save them. All I can do is be a witness to them and tell them. Maybe set them down with the Bible and show them Scripture. But it's going to take the Holy Ghost of God to convict their heart and for them to get saved. I'm just glad I get to be a small part of it. Like what I do, what he does. Amen. That's all I know. Does anybody have anything in your mind? Okay. Yep, no. CJ, you pray for us. Something I forgot I need to ask you.
fix your mother-in-law for lunch.
Okay. Good luck.
There's a lot of things getting cut off, I mean, you get a lot of things.
I don't have it, but to be honest with you, I feel like I have two blocks myself.
It'd be nice if you could look it up to one switch.
You just can't have that key.
It's probably just.
Well, I can't.
Oh, yeah.
It's kind of that close, I feel like I'm not undercutting.
You ain't gonna put no pudding in there to cover the gap up, nothing.
Yeah.
Hey, the worst thing about putting it, something's called mud, that we got the same one, but yeah. You know something about putting that, when it's cold, it take a lot of work, a lot. Yeah, cause I know, I went through that. If you go 3 days, you sleep in bed.
Give me a check for 250, or do you want me?
Just go ahead and make it correct, I mean,
Then me give you $50 back. In other words, I make an invoice for $300, and you give me $250, or you give me a check for $300, and I give you $50 back in cash.
That one would work.
Yeah, that would work better.
I don't think it's gonna matter, but until they actually approve me for this medication, I'm gonna try to get it.
That way, I'm actually paying taxes on that extra $50. So, that way, it's gonna.
Is that okay?
Yes, that way I got to, you know, I got to turn against the old machine way.
Uh-huh. Oh, okay, gotcha.
And I'm turning in halves on mine, where you get an invoice, because you can't get an invoice from him. So anything that he's, anything that you're paying him, I have to pay taxes on.
Well, once I get Medicaid approved, they don't care what I do with my money. Mm-hmm. So then you can do whatever works out to your advantage.
Okay. But we'll take, as long as I can do it,
okay,
$50 a week off till that gets paid up.
Okay.
Now, keep in mind, it depends on how much other work I've got to
whatever,
keep our bills paid.
Whatever works for you.
Does that bring me?